nerderotic.com.
The Boys was better than Daredevil. Yeah, it was better than Daredevil.
Yeah, I guess. Yep. Which doesn't say much, but.
No, it's not saying much.
Really?
I'm still bored.
I found this episode hard to get through.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
1.5 speed helps.
The smartest person is the dumbest fucking person.
She's the dumbest person.
She's so stupid. Like,
I don't understand. He wasn't supposed to. It's impossible.
It's impossible. Why would he do that? That's impossible. Yeah.
Well, literally got told in their office that that was going to happen by somebody else.
I will say this. One thing I found extremely funny in this episode was Firecracker's AMC theater.
Oh, that was good. Yes.
That was so fucking funny. It's like Burn Bucket go to the theater for Mortal Kombat and you know it's going to see that on the screen. That was funny.
When the fish said, I know it was you.
That was funny. And then died. It was just, yeah.
I did chuckle for that one. Yeah, it just seems to be treading water. Like, and just the joke has gone on too long.
Is he supposed to be bleeding out of his ass like that?
We're still looking for the V1. And
they finally resolved it
at the end, and Starlight still can't talk.
I snuck in and out of that church more times than I can count as a teenager.
What?
You could tell they've reduced her lines. Oh, they've really reduced how many times she actually talks, because it's bad.
I'm starting to think she's one of the most useless superheroes in this show, where some guy who can just scream loud, you know, totally takes her out. It's like, is there even a point to having her around having powers at this? Because it's just useless.
They nerfed her.
Their danger is they've got a load of people who are really powerful that they can't unleash, or items that are really powerful, because it would immediately end the story. So this virus, their only goal, as far as I can tell, this entire series, is to release it next to Homelander. And they have been next to Homelander multiple times, where if only they had it on them at the time, the story would be over and all missions successful. Except now we're going to leave it in a random building, set it for 24 hours in the future, rather than just keeping a vial on us at all times and ending the story at the end of this thing. So you have to write all these weird loopholes and people causing problems just to stop yourself winning, because you've set yourself an easy target to hit. And so it feels like the story has no goal, because they keep hitting the goal and just failing for no reason. Run. So, well, next week we'll definitely set off the virus. Because if you remember early on, the reason they didn't unleash it because they thought it might cause the apocalypse. Now no one cares about that. Now they're just going to release it anyway, which makes all their testing redundant, which wasn't going to prove anything anyway.
And did they also show that Soldier Boy has the capacity to take away other superheroes' powers?
Yeah.
Was that the last season that I skipped? That came out of nowhere. He's like, I'll take away your immortality and power. I'm like, okay, what?
When did he get that power? There's a couple inconsistencies with Soldier Boy. So the first one being that, now he could just cook the V1 or the V out of you. But then the second one being, who is his love interest again? Because they make it very clear that it was, I want to say her name was Red Rocket in season 3. Now it's Stormfront.
But she wouldn't want us fighting over
Don't
her.
Don't fucking tell me what she would want. You knew her for 5 minutes. I was with her for decades.
But they make this big deal about him killing, I think her name was Red Rocket in season 3. And it's like, you were my only love and you betrayed me. And then he kills her. And now it's, now it was Stormfront all along. So now we have, that's a massive hole there. I don't think they're going to be able to explain away.
And they only got a couple episodes to do it.
And the next episode is going to be a waste. It's just going to be running away from Homelander.
Yep.
and it's going to be a rushed ending.
And Paul Reiser being crude, talking about eating assholes. And
you remind me of a young Ursula Andress. Timeless beauty. She pissed on me once.
Every character, man. It's like it's so tiresome when they're all like dick balls and pussy and dick balls pussy. And like, okay, I get it. That's a hilarious.
See a frog eating a dick. Look, it's Big Bird eating a dick.
You see an unsettling amount of dicks up there. I'm just saying.
Dick, 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 dick. How many dicks is that?
A lot.
I'm explaining our show going.
From the episode, I can't remember, it was one or two ago, where they're all going insane and fighting each other, and they end next to the evil superhero that would kill them all, and then the next episode just starts and they've all escaped. It's the same one in this. You end next to all these people that would kill you, and there's no way you would get away. Like, they would immediately annihilate you.
You know, I remembered, like, in season one, when Homelander was looking for someone, it was really difficult and scary because he had super hearing, super sight. He would just fly over the city and could just, like, bird's eye view and nearly lock down anyone. And now you're right next to him and you can just run away and he can't see you or find you. It's just, they can't be consistent with any of this crap. But...
Nope, that's the boys. Homelander got the V1 and shot himself up at the end and did the screaming with his, you know, with his heat
laser eyes.
Laser eyes, and that is that's pretty much it. That was pretty much it. And it was a little hard to get through. The deep killed the second
Black Noir. Yeah. Again, a side story that was pointless.
Don't fucking care about.
Don't care.
They just wanted to get that podcast shit in there. That's all they wanted to do.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
But, like,
most of the show is just trying to shoehorn in some commentary about our day and age. It's just
romance, flowers, cuddling, kissing. That's beta male shit, bro.
Yeah, but that's the first time I've actually read the posters behind them. And one of them is literally men have rights.
Yeah, like, yeah.
What?
Like, they were doing a parody of like podcasters and red pill guys and shit like that.
Yeah. Manosphere. Yeah.
Make them a bit weirder than men have rights or men's lives matter. It's
like put a repeal the 19th poster behind there. Right?
Yeah, that would make more sense.
If you mean it.
So extreme.
If you mean it. But that's the boys. I think it's heading. It's going to be somewhat like Stranger Things. It's gonna when it ends, a lot of people who are hanging on were just going to go, "What the fuck?" And I'm seeing a lot more of that. Right? See, actually, I see way more defense of Daredevil than the boys online. Way more.
There's more bots.
Maybe.
I think it's Disney. Bots.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.